Just going to take a quick break from the show, everybody, to tell you a little bit more about one of my favorite things in the world, Audible. Audible lets you enjoy all of your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love, or there's new stuff to discover all the time in Audible. Incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers to new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries, and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business. They got it all here in Audible, and you can have it all too. Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment, including Small Town Murder, Crime and Sports, and Your Stupid Opinions, with highly anticipated new releases and next listen recommendations to habituate every type of thriller listener. And you can keep your heart rate up month after month with this pulse-pounding collection you can't hear anywhere else. The true crime stuff they have is amazing. Right now, what I'm listening to is The Family by Ed Sanders, and it is a full, complete retrospective on the Manson family, kind of all of what they were doing to set their weird stuff up. It is amazing and incredibly detailed. Great stuff, and there's so much more on there. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog, including bestsellers, new releases, latest stuff. You got it. It's all there. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/smalltownmurder or text smalltownmurder to 500-500. That's audible.com/smalltownmurder or text smalltownmurder to 500-500.
Now back to the show.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Small Town Murder bonus episode.
Yeah.
Every other week bonus, whatever the hell you want to call it. We're back. This is, I'm James and Jimmy.
I'm Jimmy.
There you go.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Yay.
Pleasure.
Good to see you here.
Good to be here.
Good to be here. We're jacked up because we have fun with these bonus episodes because we kind of have to stay real. I don't know. We stay kind of into the story of Small Town Murder. We wander off for a minute, but we come back on the trail pretty quick. If you listen to other comedy podcasts, some people go off the trail for a while and kind of go off the reservation. We're from a stand-up background,
right?
So we have a thing that, like, it's crowd work. Is when you're talking
to
the crowd,
call it.
When you're talking to the crowd, you're doing crowd work, and you're kind of, if you're doing jokes, that you're not telling set jokes, you're just saying shit, and it's going well. You don't stretch that thing out too far.
No, you got to have a line where you reel it back.
Yes, you got to have your exit ramps. You can get back into your joke, and that's how we are with comedy. We sense when it's going on too long. So we get to stretch out, and we're gonna have some fun this week because we get to kind of do whatever we want.
Yeah.
So we are gonna do something that we discovered last week on Small Town Murder, and that is the prisoner dating game.
Yeah.
Because that was just so fun that we need to do it again. So I have found several since our episode was in Minnesota this week.
Yeah.
I found several Minnesota dating game. Now we have some for the ladies, some for the guys. I mean, whatever you're into. But we have three men, we have three bachelors up for grabs,
and we have
three bachelorettes up for grabs.
So I gotta just—it's Pride Month, so that's good.
This is good. Yeah. Whatever you're into is fine. We don't give a shit. So let's start out. What do you say? Let's start out with the bachelorettes.
Okay.
Let's start out with the ladies here, and then we'll close with the guys because we're gonna make fun of them a lot more.
Oh,
I have a feeling.
Yeah.
So let's start out. Bachelorette number one.
Yeah.
currently residing in the state of Minnesota, yeah. as we know. She's 32 years old, 5'9".
All right.
She's a nice-looking black lady. She's mm-hmm. a good-looking lady. She says she's 32-year-old black female with an outgoing personality.
Hell yeah.
I am currently experiencing a trying time in my life. You can say that again.
Yeah.
You are in prison.
Yeah.
That's trying.
That's trying as fuck.
I've made some mistakes in my past that have caught up with me.
Yeah.
I would say.
We know.
Fuck. Yeah, there's a picture of you in a prison uniform leaned up against a brick wall trying to look cute. So.
That is exactly the definition of they caught up to you.
They got me. She says, but I am moving forward with a new outlook on life. I'm looking for someone who can provide me with knowledge and growth.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that sounds like a therapist and a professor, but not a fucking...
You want them both in one?
I guess so. Yeah. A genuine person who has faith in a girl like me, willing to give me a second chance. Okay.
Society won't yet.
Yeah, that's the side because I don't have any chance at this right. moment. I welcome you to come as you are. Race and age don't matter. I will describe some things about myself and what I enjoy. That's not okay. needed. You just say what you do. Here I go describing the things about myself.
I do enjoy that she's not picky. She's not. Yeah, anybody that will talk
yeah,
to me.
Whatever. Yeah. Just we'll figure it out from there. She says, I'm very spontaneous. Mm-hmm. Excitement excites me. Okay. That's her quote.
That's why she needs knowledge. She needs the smart one.
Mm-hmm. And growth.
Yeah.
She says, I'm always down to try new things. I like to travel and I'm interested in all different cultures.
Mm-hmm.
I like some of the finer things in life, but I'm learning that sometimes it's the simple things in life that matter the most. I have experience in the fashion industry and I have intentions on receiving my master's degree in business management. I'd like to open up my own boutique upon release. Well, that's a tall goal there.
Yeah.
Aside from that, being one of my main goals, I'm also considering relocation possibilities. I need a fresh start and a new beginning. With that, I'll close and hopefully hear from you soon.
As long as my PO allows it.
As long as it's allowed by the state of Minnesota.
Right.
And the title of the heading
yeah.
for her whole thing is, quote, Miss West Texas sitting in timeout awaiting a letter from you.
No.
She's calling herself Miss West Texas over here.
She sounds lovely.
Maybe she was Miss West Texas.
Does she remember that West Texas sucks?
I don't know how much of El Paso she's been through, but I don't know if that's something you want to brag about.
Right.
Now, our next contestant here from the Paper Dolls, again,
yeah.
We're doing a Paper Dolls. This is excellent. Now, this lady here, she's 37. She's 5'8", so another tall girl here. It's good stuff. She says, hers is very short and sweet.
Yeah.
Quote, bisexual adventurous jokester.
Hell yeah.
Which... you know what? No one's upset with any of those three things. Good for you.
You are talking my language.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Always laughing and smiling, carefree, looking for a trusting, long friendship beyond release. Looking for someone who is generous, funny, a gentleman / gentlewoman, outgoing, honest, educated, who wants something real between us.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, she can be contacted through the mail.
Everybody wants smart ones.
So they want a smart one. I feel like that means that they probably have a job and money and can send them fucking money
right.
and their shit.
Also, maybe you're a lawyer.
Yeah, maybe.
help.
Maybe someone who's been to law school. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. You know, someone like that, I'm thinking, you know.
I don't want to reach too far.
Well, yeah. Educated, I think, is kind of code for good job,
right.
can help me pay for lawyers
sure.
and put money in my fucking account. So I can get honey buns at the commissary. So, yeah, here we go here. Now, this next one, she is also from Minnesota. She's 36 years old. Another 5'9".
Wow.
And they're all very tall women in prison.
Very common.
It's very common. Now, she says, she's taking a different approach. She's not just like, here I am. She's like, now, I know you're thinking this, but... You know,
okay.
She's going to do some psychology on you here. She says, quote, so I know that the majority of women say, quote, I'm not like all the others. When in reality, they're exactly like all the others.
Yeah.
Women like to say that all the time.
They do.
I'm not like other girls. I'm different. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
And we're just like, and guys always say, I'm not like other guys. I'm so nice.
Not.
No, you're still thinking with
same.
Your dick.
Yeah.
We're all the same.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is not a sex thing. So she says, I, on the other hand, and she's using correct punctuation here, which I'm impressed with right away. I, on the other hand, love cars, tattoos, sports, motorcycles, loud rock music, video games, MMA, etc., etc. Now, she sounds like on Family Guy when they were burning Joan of Arc and they were saying that she was like, I'm not like all the other chicks. I love strip clubs, man. They're fun. I'll do that. I just want to go eat some steak, man. Other chicks are lame. They don't want to eat steak, but I love steak. Let's go play some Call of Duty, man. This sucks because I'm a cool chick. And they're like, So, because guys just love me and they're like, burn her. And they're setting her on fire. A tip, guys hate that.
Yeah.
They hate it when you're like, I'm a cool chick. I like everything guys like. You're like, just be yourself, please. Right. That's what we like.
How about you be a girl and I'll go hang with my bros and do that stuff. And then we can do the fun stuff that couples do together.
Or do this shit together, but just don't be like, I'm cool because I like that. Right. Like, just be like, you're you. And then we meet and then we like the same shit. And then we do it together. Because like, Sarah likes all the same shit as me, but she didn't come up to me like, dude, I like this because I'm a cool chick. And like, I'm not like all the other lame girls. Like, she was just like, you like that? I like that too. Cool. Then we talk about it. You know, like people.
Right. You know, like human beings.
Yeah. She says, quote, not only that, I'm intelligent.
Yeah.
Good looking, funny, down to earth, and one of the coolest, most laid back person you'll ever meet. Okay, well, her punctuation's
so
good.
So much for smart.
But her grammar's not terrific. But yeah, she is the intelligent, good-looking, funny, down-to-earth, and one of the coolest and most laid-back person you'll ever meet.
Okay.
So there's that. So I think I can honestly say I'm not like most women. I'm the best of both worlds. Gotta have my makeup, nail polish, and hair straightener, though. My passion is art, music. I mainly design tattoos and flash, but I can draw almost anything. Okay. I'm a total rocker chick, with my favorite bands being Tool, Slipknot, Pantera, Deftones, Nine Inch Nails, Mudvayne, Avenged Sevenfold, A Perfect Circle, but I listen to everything.
Okay.
So... she likes hardcore.
She's got good music taste. Those are good bands, but they're very popular and mainstream. And how about you find something that not everybody knows about?
But I like MMA. Yeah,
she's too much.
Tattoos.
She's heavy.
Give me the controller. Yeah. You've been playing too long.
She's far too heavy.
She's just trying too hard. Maybe she's into that shit.
Maybe she's into that.
Maybe she's all into that. I'm sorry. But that's our automatic, and this is whatever. It's automatic. A guy's automatic reaction is when we hear that. It's like, stop trying too hard.
Right.
It would be like if a guy came up to you and were like talking about how sensitive they were and how much they cared about women's feelings and equality.
Right.
At first, you'd be like, oh, that's cool. But then after the second time they're saying it, you're like, all right, shut the fuck up. Stop being a tool. Just be yourself. And if we hang out, I'm glad you're into that shit. Awesome.
Good, like, for you, man.
That's the same thing that we have going on here. Then she says, she's got more to say.
Oh boy.
Quote, I have the uncanny ability to memorize song lyrics and movie quotes. Uncanny. No one memorizes song lyrics and movie quotes.
You're the worst.
She's the most.
You're no fun.
I am not picking Bachelorette number three.
No, she's the most unoriginal fuck
she's
of
annoying.
The three already.
Yeah.
I can't think of anything of myself, so I'm just going to throw in a quote from a movie.
Yeah, some favorite movies are Fight Club, Boondock Saints, The Salt and Sea, Talladega Nights, Reservoir Dogs, Devil's Rejects, Clerks 1 and 2. You know when she went to prison, it sounds like, because she hasn't seen movies since 2002. My son and family are my world. I couldn't do this without them. My favorite thing in the world is to go snowboarding. Just me, my iPod, and some fresh powder. See, she's still talking about iPods.
Yeah.
She's been locked up for a while.
Been a minute.
My ideal guy would be tall, intelligent, a great sense of humor, tons of ink, and can stick around a while. Take the chance. You won't be sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, whatever.
Wow.
I can't stick around because you talk too goddamn much.
I'm exhausted from that.
From an introduction.
Imagine. Yeah. I am exhausted from that person.
Yeah, I'm sweating.
I can't. Yeah. I'm literally. When I was done, I sat back in my chair and had to pull my mic toward me because I was like, I can't even fucking sit up anymore. Imagine her like in real life.
No.
Holy shit.
I hope she didn't testify.
So, Jesus. So out of 1, 2, or 3.
Yeah. It's a slam dunk.
Who you got?
Number two.
You got number two?
By far.
I'm going number one. I'm going Miss West Texas,
okay.
I think. Number two seems like she might be a little out there for
me.
I like
that.
Yeah, you like that. I'm thinking number one seems like, I don't know, something about her seems like she's
and I'm not even trying to rock
cool
a threesome with the bisexual.
No. Yeah.
Because I'll date a bisexual girl.
By the way, Jimmy hasn't. There's no pictures involved.
No,
here. We're just going on.
Like.
Yeah, we're going
I'm
on.
Just saying, just based
thoughts.
On.
We don't
on,
care about looks. This isn't real.
a girl is bisexual. If she's in a straight relationship, she's still bisexual. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
she's, you don't have to. go outside the relationship anymore. But the point is, I just dig an open-minded, smart girl.
That's it. Yeah, I don't know how smart she was. She only had two, looking for someone who's generous, funny, gentleman, woman, outgoing, honest, educated, and wants something real between us.
Yeah, she's something real, man.
She's something real,
I dig that.
Yeah, well, so is Miss West Texas.
And she's fucking just short, precise, and to the point. This is me.
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
That's true. That's true. No, you're right. You're right. That's not a bad thing. I'm still going with number one, though. Number two sounds like she's got a little too much... A little too much baggage for my taste.
I like
taste
it. That's fun.
Now let's go to the bachelors
all
here.
Right.
The bachelors, ladies or guys, whatever you got, you're into.
This is gonna be fun.
We have three bachelors, and we have also what they're convicted of too here. So this is good here, and the release date. So in case you want to know one of these people, you can know when they're getting out. First up here, he says his name's Richard. He says peace and blessings to you. Here he says, hi, my name is Richard. I'm 54 years young.
Oh boy,
that's the worst.
Yeah.
I'm an African-American male who's been up and whose life has been up and down. He is seeking women. His religion is open, he says. Open to religion, I guess. He is
whatever you are,
baby. Yeah. It doesn't matter. He was convicted of drug sales, so he's not a dangerous guy. He's just a guy who, whatever, who the fuck knows. He will be released in most likely August of 2027.
Okay,
so you got some time.
Yeah,
he's going to be about 62 when he comes out. He says, quote, I am a real positive person whose life began for me on 3265 in Chicago, Illinois. He's going to give you his boat back on a steamy, foggy night. Wow. I have seven sisters and two brothers.
My Christ, he's a child of one of 10?
One of 10, and he's the youngest of all.
Oh.
Wow. My mother passed away very young. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. So he's got 9 brothers and sisters and a dead mother.
Started slanging.
Wow. Yeah, I went to work at age 16 with my uncle at the Chicago Sun-Times newspaper. I worked very hard loading trucks. I liked what I did and made me glad of who I am today. I earned my first paycheck. I was so excited over time. I moved on with my life to find a new and better job where I got paid more at a warehouse. I was an order filler. This guy is just giving his whole resume here. This is not, you're not applying for a job.
You're going for a friendship and maybe
girlfriend.
Relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I walked around and pulled orders. You said you were an order puller. We get it. Many years later, I landed a job at the railroad line. I did landscape. I went along the side of the track, which is called the right-of-way, and removed tree branches that would be too close to the track. I was a tree climber. I went up and removed the branches from high up. Over time, I became a foreman and had my own crew. This is one of the best jobs I ever had. Thank you. Peace and blessings. How about you sold drugs? Where's that part of it?
Yeah.
You just gave
you every way of you making income except for the part that you're fucking convicted of.
You just described what it's like to trim fucking branches from the side of a track. I know more about that than I should fucking know right now. Just like leeches and maple syrup and bees, I know more than I should fucking know. What is happening? I know about his loading trucks. He's proud of his paycheck. So that's number one. He seems like he's probably, at least sounds like a nice guy.
Hardworking.
Sounds like a nice.
He had to be because his mom died when he was young.
That's what I mean. He's a nice, hardworking guy. He's had a hard time. Mm-hmm. He seems like a nice guy.
Doing his best.
I don't know here. Next, we have Charles.
Yeah.
Charles is number two here. And Charles is, at this current moment, what is he, 45 years old.
Yeah.
He'll be 45 in September. He is seeking women or friends, just whatever. He says his race is Caucasian. He says he's Christian. He's convicted of a meth conspiracy. So there's that. He's a white guy, no hair, glasses that look like yours, and a bunch of... He looks like you in prison.
I feel it.
He looks just...
Holy
I just that showed Jimmy
depressing.
The picture. He looks like Jimmy if he is ever convicted of a crime. Jimmy, don't be convicted of anything because you know exactly what you look like.
If I get convicted of a meth conspiracy, that's me. It's
amazing. Yeah,
certainly.
It absolutely is. He says, hello, my name is Charles. However, I go by my middle name, Rick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Chuck sucks.
Because Chuck and Chip and all that sucks dick.
It's
so
terrible.
Rick is
Charlie.
Yeah. I'm 44 years young. What is that?
What are they doing?
Why do they keep saying that?
It's because they're looking forward to all these years that they got. They're like, let's at least consider it backwards.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, they're trying to be positive. They don't want to be like, I'm in prison and I'm pissy. They want to be like, hey, I'm an upbeat guy.
I'm a chipper dude.
Even though I'm in the can.
Right.
Imagine if I was sleeping in your bed and you were paying for my groceries. How happy I would be. An upbeat. to be a great guy.
Can you imagine? I'm making jokes now.
This is great. Yeah, my life sucks.
I'm making jokes between each scoop of the fucking ramen noodles.
And I look like imprisoned Jimmy, and I don't even care. It's fine. So he says, quote, I have a muscular build. He's 44 years young, standing 5'10" and weighing 195 pounds. Mm-hmm. I have a muscular build, and I work out daily. I am a non-smoker and drink casually. You're in prison.
You don't drink at all.
You don't drink at all. And if you do, it's nothing casual about drinking wine from another man's toilet.
That's not casual
at all. It's not casual. It's very intimate.
You may as well butt chug it out of his butt.
That is very intimate. Jesus. I enjoy fishing, trapping, and any other outdoor activities. I thoroughly enjoy flower and rock art. Flower and rock art?
I guess you dry flowers and
rocks and make art out of them.
Rock art.
He thoroughly enjoyed too. Like, that's his passion.
Yeah.
He didn't just, wasn't just like, I don't know, I kind of like this. I thoroughly enjoy flower and rock art. I don't know. I was born and raised in St. Louis, Missouri. I am looking to be, should have said that earlier. I've got to correct his editing here, but if I was his editor, I'd be like, lead with that.
Yeah.
I'm 44 years old. I'm 5'10", 195. I'm from St. Louis. And then go into your spiel.
Sure.
Instead here, I'm looking to meet honest, humorous, hardworking, family-oriented women to exchange our thoughts and likes. I enjoy happy, lively, unselfish individuals who will give me money and pay for my attorneys.
Right.
You know, unselfishness.
You know, people that just give away everything to me. I love those people.
I'm currently serving a 151-month sentence for a methamphetamine conspiracy. His release date is June 28th, 2021. Mm-hmm. So he's coming to
he's
the end of this.
It.
He's been through a lot. In my past, I have made mistakes. However, the past is the past and my future is bright. At this time, my release date is 6/28/21. However, I will be released in late 2020 to a halfway house.
Oh.
So he's got that. I'm looking forward to meeting my special someone. And if this is you, write today. Hope to hear from you soon. Rick, smiley face.
Rick is a charming son of a
Rick's,
bitch.
Rick's a charmer.
He's trying.
He's a charmer. He likes flower and rock art here.
And he's trying to get out. He's letting you know, look, it's very soon.
Yeah.
If we start now, by the time I get out, we could be consummating this shit.
We could be fucking, by then, by the halfway house, that's what I could be doing half the time, is banging you, and then the other half sleeping in this place. Here comes this other guy here. His name is Edward. He goes by Ross.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like a dick.
Yeah.
This guy here, he is born in September of 78. He is seeking, quote, women, comma, legal help. Either one of those.
Yeah.
Chicks or someone who can help me with my case.
Or both.
He lists his race as European American, which means he's a fucking Nazi.
Yeah,
that's what that
he's
means.
He's a member.
He doesn't even put Caucasian, just European American.
H's and eights and lightning bolts. Fuck yeah. Oh my God.
There's his picture,
Look
Chief.
At that man.
Look at that motherfucker.
Says the N-word.
Oh, man.
For sure.
In his picture where he's trying to get women and legal help, he looks like he's threatening someone in this picture.
Right.
He looks like, you motherfucker, you better help me or I'll kill you. That's what he looks like. And he is convicted of kidnapping.
Wow.
So not even a crime where it's like, he's convicted of a scary crime, too.
Right.
Kidnapping. And his release date, though, March 19, 2020.
No.
Right around the corner.
What?
Right. So we're going to avoid Minnesota March of 2020, probably, because after this, he will want to murder both of us here. This is his quote here. This guy, good God, he's an asshole. Okay. Let's get going here, shall we?
Yes.
She knows what she wants and isn't afraid to go for it.
Mm-hmm.
This is a perfume commercial.
Yeah.
She started out with an 80s pantyhose commercial. Like
the European guy.
This is European American. Mm-hmm. She knows what she wants and isn't afraid to go for it. She likes her man to be a man, but still able to show his emotions.
Yeah.
Balance is important to her. She works hard enough, but the job doesn't consume all of her energy. This is literally an 80s pantyhose commercial. Or like one of those 18-hour bras they used to fucking advertise.
Runs got you down.
Runs got you down. Now you can run. You show some chick running in her heels, trying to get back to work on time at lunch. No runs.
And she's like grabbing her calf, trying to hide it because it's an ugly run.
Oh,
in
no. But the other chick's just running free because she's wearing legs that came in that little egg thing that your mom bought when you were eight.
And then your mom washes them and hangs them over the shower curtain, and it's disgusting.
I remember hating that if my mom needed to have to go and I'm getting pantyhose and they'd be in those egg things and she's picking them up. I'm like, just pick pick one the fuck out. Let's go. I'm like 7 years old. All I want is fucking
they're
wrestling
all just
figures.
Tan. Stop it.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, they're all tan. This one is taupe and this one is nude. They're the same fucking thing, Mom. Jesus. Okay, so doesn't consume all her energy. She enjoys the nice things in life, but is also spiritual and doesn't get caught up in a quest for material goods. Mm-hmm. She wants a man in her life, but doesn't need one. She knows that her and her man will be worth more together than apart. She knows the simple things in life can also be spontaneous. She likes to travel to far-off places, relax on sandy beaches under the hot sun, then cool off on the sea. But she also likes the hustle and bustle of the busy city. Calvin Klein for ladies.
Right.
It's like...
She also likes to knife people of other races with
yeah,
me.
Yeah, she also likes to fucking, yeah, she also likes to attack a synagogue on a weekend. She also likes a nice Saturday synagogue bombing, you know how that goes. Jesus fucking
God, do I hate him.
This guy, that, right, there's another paragraph, but that part right there. Mm. Is just the biggest asshole yeah. commercial voiceover. I feel like he heard that in a commercial and just was writing it down. Hold on, pause that. I'm going to keep... Fucking idiot. This contrast and balance are part of her character. This guy's a dick. She is centered and content.
This guy's a dick.
This guy's a dick. But being with people she cares about is important to her. She's kind and considerate and would like to be her naturally caring self with people who have earned her trust, yeah. like a convicted kidnapper who's also a white supremacist and currently incarcerated.
You know who else earned their trust was the fucking probably person that I kidnapped. Yeah, probably.
Unless it was by force, which is worse.
Right.
Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. She wants a man who understands her. One, she doesn't need to tell what she wants, but who just knows when she wants a beating. Because that's what he'll give her.
Somewhere there's a kidnapped victim that's heard this whole thing.
They've heard this spiel, and they're like, dude.
Oh, my God, flashback.
He's like, I'm practicing. I know you don't matter because I kidnapped you, but I'm fucking practicing for someone who I'm going to allow it to be voluntary.
Oh, Jesus.
A man who can be the closest person to her to help her make her decisions and always be there and offer her strength when she needs it. She doesn't expect to meet him right away, but she'll know when she does.
There's a man that has no confidence in women at all.
No.
None.
No.
To help her make decisions.
Help her make decisions.
She'll be all right, dickhead. Jesus
There's
Christ.
A P.S. on this.
No.
P.S. Ladies, be careful. I'm trouble.
Uh-huh.
Smiley face. You're a convicted fucking kidnapper. You don't get to put a smiley face. I'm trouble as in your mother would never let you come near me because I'm a convicted kidnapper who's also a white supremacist and writes creepy posts for
Holy
chicks.
Shit.
So, bachelorette. Okay, let's... Jimmy,
yeah.
You have to be a gay man for me right now.
Real quickly.
One, two, or three.
The first one is probably the nicest guy.
He's probably a sweetheart.
The second one is working really hard, and I like that.
I like that.
The third one can fucking get the electric chair for all I care.
He will be back in prison in a month.
He certainly will be.
Absolutely will
he
be back
will
in prison.
He will get out, have no ride anywhere, steal a car, and go right the fuck back.
While he's stealing the car, though, he'll be calling the driver the N-word while he fucking pulls him out of it. It'll be a race-motivated carjacking. For Christ's sake, this guy's a fucking asshole.
But I think number one is the most deserving of affection from anybody.
I feel the same way.
Yeah,
you know what?
Because he's so nice.
I feel like number one would be genuine
yeah.
and would be thankful
yeah.
for your companionship.
And I'll bet you he was selling weed or coke. There's yeah. no way that dude was selling that.
He might have been selling he might coke crack. Or some, yeah. some heroin or
right.
some shit. But I mean, fuck, he's slinging, man.
The other guy
the game's
had
a game, man.
A meth conspiracy.
He had a meth conspiracy.
Which probably meant a fucking lab.
Which probably meant he's probably smart anyway. Yeah. He's probably yeah. a decent businessman. But this guy up here, I feel like he's just a guy who was bad circumstances, yeah. bachelor number one. He got taken in a bad time. Yeah. And, you know, he's a hard worker. He just wants somebody to appreciate him.
Best of luck, Richard.
I think if you got him a job yeah. somewhere, and I don't think he would have
he
any
thrive.
Problem.
Yeah.
I think he would be fine. I yeah. think he'd be the guy that'd be like, he was in prison, really?
Yeah.
That's how I feel like that. So, Richard,
yeah.
you are the winner. So Richard and our bachelorette number two should go out on a date now.
Yes,
I feel
that
like
would be beautiful.
That would be beautiful, and everything will be fine.
Yes.
So we have played the prisoner dating game. Hope you have found the love of your life. If not, we apologize. Maybe search not in prison.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for a prison lover, we can help you. Is
yes.
what we're saying.
And we're really good at it.
We're trying. I think
we deduced very well.
I tried to get different types of people, different walks of life, different personalities. You got to have a choice here. So we hope you enjoyed that there. That's going to be our bonus episode for the week.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. And make sure to listen every Tuesday to Crime and Sports, every Thursday, of course, to Small Town Murder. We'll see you next time.
We should send them a gift card to the commissary.
That's a good idea. We should send the winners a gift card, $20 gift card to the prison commissary going to our winners. Have a good one, everybody.
Bye.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Small Town Murder early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
In May of 1980, near Anaheim, California, Dorothy Jane Scott noticed her friend had an inflamed red wound on his arm and seemed unwell. She insisted on driving him to the local hospital to get treatment. While he waited for his prescription, Dorothy went to grab her car to pick him up at the exit, but would never be seen alive again, leaving us to wonder, decades later, what really happened to Dorothy Jane Scott. From Wondery, Generation Y is a podcast that covers notable true crime cases like this one and many more. Every week, hosts Aaron and Justin sit down to discuss a new case, covering every angle and theory, walking through the forensic evidence and interviewing those close to the case to try to discover what happened. And with over 450 episodes, there's a case for every true crime listener. Follow the Generation Y podcast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Generation Y ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.